Dr. Saber getting an office note on patient Judy Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, Judy, J-U-D-Y. Date of birth is 8/5/1947. Date of service 11/26/2024. Paragraph, the patient is 77-year-old white female. Referred to see me by Dr. Bowden, B-O-W-D-N, for medical evaluation. Paragraph. Her past medical history is unremarkable, except that she had been seen following with Dr. Bowden, was noted to have an elevated serum creatinine, and was referred to see me. Her past surgical history is unremarkable. Allergy, she's allergic to codeine. Social history, patient is widowed. She has had total two kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. She's a retired teacher. Family history, father died at the age of 60 from emphysema. Mother had rheumatic heart disease. Brother died after a fall. Period. Paragraph review of system reviews, no headaches, but she reports palpitations that are frequent for the last 6 weeks. Occasional chest pain and tightness, however, noted. She has occasional heartburn for which she takes tabs. Denied any nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain. Occasional constipation, positive. No diarrhea, no melena. No blood per rectum. She does have nocturia up to 2 times at night. No straining upon urine. She reports complete bladder emptying. No vaginal dryness. She has had leg swelling that was worked up by Dr. Bowden. Venus Doppler was negative at that time, according to patient. Other systems are reviewed are negative, per paragraph. Immunization, she never received COVID shots, per paragraph. Current medication, aspirin, 81 milligram, per paragraph. On physical exam, she weighs 125 pounds, blood pressure 170 over 86, repeated 200 over 100, pulse 76, temperature 98.1, oxygen level is oxygen saturation is 98%. On room air, general appearance, non-acute distress, HNT, pupils non-reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein extension bilaterally, most or mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no date, paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, no less than S2, no murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs, are clear to auscultation, no crackles or losses heard. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity extremities. She has non-petty edema in both lower extremities, varicosities in the lower extremities. Back, she does have scoliosis over the back area. Skin, she has a chronic lesion over her left side of her forehead. That is suspicious, period, paragraph. Investigations show the following. White count 9.3, hemoglobin 14.4, platelet count 213. Sugar or glucose 92 and 22 creatinine 1, estimated GFR is 58, sodium 34, potassium 4.3, total CO2 is 22, albumin 4.5, normal liver enzyme except alkaline phosphatase 132, urine analysis shows no proteins and no cells, D-dimer was normal at 0.48, per paragraph. Assessment and plan 1. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This is most likely hypertensive nephrosclerosis given the pertinent presentation and data. However, we're going to do a full renal workup to delineate the etiology and avoid nephrotoxic agents. Patient was advised to cut down her aspirin intake as she was consuming 6 aspirins or baby aspirins a day, period. Paragraph, hypertension in the office, patient will have a blood pressure log at home. We're going to start her on bisoprolol 5 mg in the evening and irbesartan 75 mg in the morning. Once we confirm that, this is her usual blood pressure at home as well. Next, abnormal skin lesion over the left forehead, suspicious for possible basal cell carcinoma. Patient advised to seek dermatology consultation. Period. Next, venous insufficiency with lower extremity, non-pitting edema. Patient was advised to wear support stockings. Period. Paragraph. Patient is going to see back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss her kidney workup and to follow up on her hypertension. period. Paragraph, I thank you, Dr. Bowden, for your trust. I will keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks. CC, Dr. Mary Bowden.